Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So, in the past, I've talked about how the best stories, often teach us something. They teach us, sort of by accident, about a different place or a different time or a different way of living or what have you, and how we can use story as a way of educating our tribe, our prospects, our customers, whatever, about our work in a way that seems much more effortless. In Stephen King's On Writing, he talks about the kind of the weirdness that he's seen, that readers seem to love learning about how other people's jobs work, for example. And I think there's that sense that when you read a good book, you come out smarter. Even though you might be reading fiction, you come out with more understanding of a certain thing. And I've been through this myself in a little roller coaster over the last 2 or 3 days. I've been reading a book called American Dirt by Janine Cummins. It's a novel narrated by a mother and her 8-year-old son in Mexico. And it begins at the very beginning with... Yeah, it begins at the beginning. You heard it here first. It begins with a party, a family party in Acapulco, which is on the Pacific coast in Mexico, the southern part of Mexico. And they're having a family party and essentially gunmen arrive and kill every other member of the family. Now, that sounds like the beginning of a thriller, the kind of thriller that I might write, actually, or a Lee Child book or something. But actually, you never see the gunman because the mother and the child are in the bathroom when the attack happens, and what you see is them kind of hunkering down and waiting it out. And this is really indicative of the whole book. It's not sensationalizing the violence. It's not, there's masses of tension in this story, but it's not that kind of thriller tension, really. It's very human, very real, scarily real, because what happens is this mother and the son from Acapulco are essentially, from that moment, they are on the run, because the people that killed their family, the cartel that killed their family, is after them too. And there's some wonderful backstory about why that's the case, but it's set against this journey north, journey through Mexico, through a country that in many ways that I certainly never understood appears from this book to be broken, towards America, towards the border, towards American soil, or American dirt, as the as the title of the book has it. And it's one of those stories where you might start reading the odd chapter at a time, but very quickly it's sort of consuming your mind and your imagination, and you can't wait until you can dip back in to find out what happens next. And it is one of those stories, one of those books where we learn by accident, because of course, our focus is on the particular situation of these two characters and the people that they meet along the way. But we're learning about this place, about this mass migration north. And of course, it's not just the Mexicans who are moving north. It's people from all across South America. And it's about the dangers of that journey, and the people that help them, and the people that prey on them, and the kind of the stark reality, really, of that situation. And I finished the book yesterday. Fantastic, fantastic read. I urge anyone to read it, not just because it teaches us about this place, but maybe it just opens our hearts a bit to these people who have so much less than we do, than so many of us. And last week here in the UK, there was footage of people trying to cross the English Channel to get to Britain in small boats I woke up this morning to see a story that the US stopped 180,000 migrants at the Mexico border last month. 180,000, 10,000 of those were kids. And there's no easy answers, and I'm not saying there are. But a book like this, just about two fictional characters, gives you some insight, I think, into, you know, the lives of some of those 180,000 people in a month. And I think this is the power of fiction. This is the power of story. And it's there for you too in your business, because there are things that you need to teach people, right? There are things you need to educate your clients, your customers, your prospects about. And maybe they aren't that interested in being educated. I'm sure, for example, that there are hundreds of books or thousands of web pages or articles about, you know, what's going on in this sort of this migrant caravan heading up through South America. But what did it take to make it real for me? It took story. It took character. It took the kind of the pull, the drive of narrative. And that's us. And it's one of the ways that we make our story mean business. So last plug for me, if you're interested in reading a really good novel, check out American Dirt by Deneen Cummins. It's a fantastic book. Thanks for listening.